The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
The latest local data center proposal was in North Tonawanda last night. WBEN's Brayton Wilson was there.
At a city planning committee meeting in North Tonawanda on Monday, representatives from DigiHost presented plans for approval to remove existing equipment from the site and replace it with a two-story, all-enclosed 80,000-square-foot building to house a new AI data center.
We're going to put the equipment all in one building, one so it looks nicer. It's easier to maintenance, but also what will happen then is we're going to use air coolers to cool everything. We are not taking any water from the city. It's going to be closed-loop cooling, and we're just cooling it with air. So it will be a water glycol mixture for cooling towers. The only fans that you're going to see, or hear, I should say, are just 20 fans total for cooling. Other than that, there's going to be some emergency backup diesel generators we'd like to add as well.
That's Dan Rotuno from DigiHost. He adds the noise from the 20 cooling fans will be minimal, similar to a normal exhaust fan on any building. However, residents who live close to the plant, like Frank Lorendi, feels DigiHost's efforts to expand not only leaves too many unanswered questions, but is also against the current crypto mining moratorium in place.
They are expanding, and the moratorium says you're not allowed to do that. And they need a new permit, because it wasn't zoned for them for this AI. It was zoned for Bitcoin. So they need a new permit. We're developing one for them to sign. So yeah, that concerns me that they are expanding, and we think it's against the moratorium.
A one-year moratorium on new data centers in New York has been passed by the state legislature and is now just awaiting a signature from Governor Kathy Hochul to be enacted. Mark Polito, who lives a half mile from the plant, is certainly hopeful the moratorium can be signed, giving everyone a second chance to think things over regarding data centers.
I hope New York State, I hope Governor Hochul takes this step and signs this bill immediately so that other companies are not trying to get in under the door or get in before things change. It's crucial. This is something that's attacking not only our homes, it's attacking our environment, it's attacking in the air we breathe. It's attacking our health.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Basically, this company says that they'll be using or making less noise by transitioning this plant from Bitcoin to a data center. But as you heard from residents, not really a lot of trust there with the company after the last 5 years in North Tonawanda. Well, a U.S. Marshal Task Force was shot at while executing a warrant on Glenwood Avenue on Buffalo's east side yesterday. It happened at 681 Glenwood as the Violent Fugitive Task Force was serving a federal arrest warrant. As the task force entered the house, a suspect shot at law enforcement officers who returned fire and struck him. That suspect now being treated at ECMC. No officers were hit by gunfire.
A rolling tribute to America makes its way to Western New York today as part of the America 250 celebration. WBEN's Tom Puckett is here with that.
Early this afternoon, the big boy will travel past the Heritage Discovery Center at 100 Lee Street in Buffalo. Steve Kosis of the Western New York Railway Historical Society says get there early for the watch party.
Parking is pretty good, but we'll fill up, I'm sure. And the I encourage you to bring a lawn chair and sit out in the grass lawn and have a good time.
Gosa says the big boy leaves Ripley early this morning on its way to Buffalo and a stop at the Bison Yard.
When it's in on the 10th on display, you have to go to the Walden Galleria, you park your car, and you take a shuttle bus to get there because there's no entrance through the facility other than taking the shuttle buses. And they're going to be running those things on a continual basis to make sure everybody can get to see it close up.
Hear more from Kosis online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. A lot of different ways to check out the big boy today. There's, of course, where it makes its stops, Ripley. And then it's actually tomorrow where you'll be able to go to the Galleria Mall by the Primark store, take a shuttle to go see it at the rail yard. There's also a lot of places where you'll be able to see the locomotive in motion, which you know might be more exciting, even though it lasts not as long. But
you can feel the rumble of the train approaching.
Yeah.
Smell the steam that's coming out of that locomotive.
See something that huge that you really don't get an opportunity to. We kind of ran that down with Marty Binias earlier this morning and Ed Dickens, who's the locomotive engineer with Union Pacific, right aboard Big Boy. If you missed those interviews, hear them on demand at WBEN.com.
Israel preparing to defy Iran and strike Hezbollah once again.
The Israeli military has ordered people in the southern Lebanese city Tyre to evacuate. It's accusing Hezbollah of breaching the ceasefire, a spokesman saying Israel is preparing to act forcefully. Iran and Israel paused a new round of attacks on each other yesterday, but the Iranians threatened to strike again if Israel went after Hezbollah. The Tyre evacuation zone includes the city's Christian quarter, which had been excluded from previous strikes, Israel now accusing Hezbollah of operating there. President Trump's again said he's optimistic about signing a peace deal with Iran in the coming days. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
McDonald's now rolling out the beginning of a more automated customer experience.
The days of ordering from a real-life person in the drive-through lane could soon be in the rearview mirror. McDonald's revealing its testing Arch IQ, a Google-powered AI ordering system at five of its U.S. drive-through locations.
Was that with Hunter sauce and demon sauce?
The chatbot, nicknamed Archie, taking orders in English and Spanish. McDonald's CEO saying it's 90% accurate.
It's Elizabeth Schulze with that report. Getting even more automated. It's already pretty automated if you walk into one of those stores.
And I think you and I both admitted that we did that recently. And I got to say, it was a little jarring.
Yeah.
And like, where's all the workers?
There's hardly anybody there.
No.
And just like all of a sudden, all right, here's the meal in the bag, like on the counter. It's a different experience than it was just a few short years ago.
It really is. President Trump back at the White House after attending Game 3 of the NBA Finals in New York.
There was no celebrating for Knicks fans last night. In the second half, it was all Spurs.
Three-pointer lines it up and knocks it down.
San Antonio's defense locking out New York.
Layup off the glass, can't get it, Harper.
The Knicks making a late run, but it wasn't enough. The Spurs snapping the Knicks' 13-game playoff win streak. San Antonio erupting in celebration as disappointment spread across the Big Apple. Some Knicks fans paid more than $65,000 for premium tickets.
That is just insane. Can you imagine paying that kind of money to see your team lose?
I can't imagine that paying that kind of money to see my team win.
No, or money for anything. There's nothing I'd want to see that's worth that much.
That's crazy. But hey, it was still a packed house, and I don't think everybody paid that much. I also do think that is, when you see those prices, that is the, all right, if you're going to pay me $8,000, you can have the ticket. I'll go watch somewhere else. I don't think those people are actually looking to sell seats.
That's probably true.
I think that's the...
Yeah, they just put that price out there because...
Make me a crazy offer price.
Exactly.
What's the worst that can happen? Well, the Stanley Cup Final continues tonight.
The Vegas Golden Knights host the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Vegas has a 2-1 series lead after Saturday's seesaw Game 3. The Golden Knights scored 4 goals in the second period, which included a Mitch Marner hat trick. But in the third, the Canes scored 3 goals in under 40 seconds and eventually tied it up, with the game going to 2 overtimes. But Vegas won it after a puck bounced off the boards and deflected off of Carolina goalie Brandon Bussey. The Golden Knights have a chance to take a 3-1 series lead back to Carolina, while the Hurricanes try to tie the series at 2 and make it a best of 3. Puck drop is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Wow, it's been quite the series. But a storyline that you may not know about the Stanley Cup Final is that the Knights and Hurricanes are both teams in the midst of a baby boom right now during the Stanley Cup Finals.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Several of the Knights players have become dads in this postseason, and some of the Canes have also. It's just kind of a strange coincidence.
All during the playoffs too, or
right.
I think some of the Knights post-season. Are right before, and some are expecting maybe in a couple of days. But all those Hurricanes babies were born during the playoffs.
Yeah, which is just kind of wild.
Maybe that's why they went through the first 3 rounds so quickly.
Could be.
they
could
needed
be
the extra
for
time
both teams, yeah.
To make the parenting happen. Just wild stuff.
Your exclusive WBEN7 weather forecast. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon. It'll be warm and muggy with highs in the low to mid 80s. Plus some scattered showers and thunder showers developing later today. Warm and humid this evening. Overnight lows in the upper 60s with scattered showers and thunder showers. We'll have some rain for the first part of the day on Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
We are live with the Big Boy steam engine and Ed Dickens, the locomotive engineer aboard the Big Boy, is live on WBEN this morning. Ed, thanks so much for being here. You're aboard this train now, the world's largest operating steam locomotive, on this coast-to-coast journey. Where did you start and where will you finish?
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, good morning from Conneaut, Ohio. Well, we started actually this tour. We started in Cheyenne, Wyoming, when we've worked our way all the way out to California already. So we're working our way across. Our ultimate destination on July 4th is Philadelphia. But for today, we will be returning to the Big Boy's home of its original birth, the state of New York. They were built back in 1941. The railroad built 20 of these big monsters right there in Schenectady. So this is a special day for us. With our eyes, we have literally seen millions of people along the track. I really like the safety message that you went through, and that's the most important thing we want to impress on everybody. Come see the locomotive, but please do it safely. Stay back. We see it all the time with our eyes. You know, people, they congregate by the track. It's fun. It's festive. Their families are there. They're camping in some cases. They're tailgating, waiting for the train. But I really like what you said. Don't just film somebody doing something silly. Please speak up. It's a great machine. They're going to be impressed when they see it. They're going to hear that whistle probably for at least 2 or 3 miles. It's really going to be fascinating for them to see, but please be safe.
Yeah, it's a good message to put out there, especially because it's been attracting such large crowds wherever you make a stop. What's it like for you to see that response to this locomotive? Because, you know, it's not something that gets talked about by a lot of people, you know, trains and rail history and that kind of thing, but the response has been tremendous.
It is. A steam locomotive speaks to people in a way that we're not used to in our world. It's a machine from a different era. It appears alive when you boil water and pressurize it the way we do to produce the power on the Big Boy. It's a 7,000 horsepower locomotive, weighs 600 tons. That's as much as 3 of the regular locomotives. It impresses people, and it's that impression that gets people talking about it so much, and that's where the word of mouth is coming from. But it's beautiful for us. It's an emotional experience for us because you can feel the excitement, I will say love, from the crowd. They just love the story of Big Boy. They love the story and the nostalgia of railroading. It's catching like wildfire. They see the chalk writing Big Boy written on the front of the locomotive. That actually happened in the state of New York. You know, these Big Boy locomotives, they were the biggest things that they ever made, enormous machines. And I think that's the other thing that just people are astounded by it. We see the expressions of it's excitement. Sometimes it's terror when people are too close. That smiley face, it's terrifying for some people. That's why we don't want people bringing their poor dogs and cats. Leave them at home. They don't understand what this big machine is. You can't produce 7,000 horsepower quietly. You cannot produce it in a cool fashion. You feel the heat radiating off of this thing. And when you see it for yourself, you'll understand.
You mentioned feel the excitement. I mean, we're not used to seeing a train like this. Does the ground literally shake as it comes through? Can you smell the steam?
Absolutely. It shakes. The whistle reverberates in your lungs, in your body, in your bones, in your head. The whole purpose behind the whistle is a warning, and it does a really good job at it. At 300 pounds of pressure, 800 degrees of steam temperature, that whistle is shrieking, and it's unmistakable. You feel the heat radiating off. We ask people to stay back a minimum of 25 feet. You're back 50 feet, and you can feel the heat off of this thing. It's got a unique smell. It's special oil back in the old days that they used. We use the same type of stuff. Everything about it is from the 1940s, when America was different. Our machinery was different. There was no expectation of comfort. There's no air conditioning up there. It truly is the way railroading used to be done in the old days.
I live in North Tonawanda, where we're kind of used to seeing the trains and hearing the trains go by all throughout the day. You mentioned big, in how big the Big Boy actually is? For people who are maybe used to seeing the trains roll by, just can you kind of put it to scale for us what you're in for if you're seeing the big boy today?
Well, the big boy weighs 610 tons. The average locomotive is just a shade over 200 tons. So we're looking at the weight of three of the modern machines. It's 17 feet tall. It's a shade wider, so we've got some restrictions and some things that we work through from an engineering perspective. But trains, the big boy was designed specifically to do a job that the railroad's always trying to do, carry more freight. They needed a locomotive more powerful. They needed a locomotive more reliable. It's state-of-the-art 1941. For those of us that work on it, we can tell you about the 1940 logistics. We got to grease it about every 80 miles every night. We got to fill it full of water from the fire department and the fire hydrant. There's a lot of neat stuff we do, but the story of railroading hasn't changed. Looking for things more efficient and bigger, more powerful locomotives, and that's what this big boy was. It's huge.
Wow. Is the train mostly on time?
It is. I personally am the engineer, and I have an old-fashioned Timex on my wrist, and I regulate speed accordingly to get it on time to the extent we can do that. We're very lucky. Our partner railroad, the Norfolk Southern, is working with us. They're a great partner, but it's a business. There's other trains out there. There's other things that may impact our ability to be on time. But if we have the authority to move the train, set your watch. Big boy's coming.
All right. Perfect way to leave that. Hey, Ed, thanks so much, and can't wait to see you later on today.
Yes, please, 25 feet back, tell your friends and family, but my goodness, please be back. And real quick, we're 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bison Rail Yard, but there's no parking there, so we want everybody to go to the Walden Gallery Mall, where we're going to shuttle people in.
All right. Well, we're telling them that all day today. So, Ed, thank you so much. Have a safe trip here to Buffalo. We'll see you a little bit later. Ed Dickens, locomotive engineer, aboard the Big Boy.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.